the more we make these choices, it creates peace. It creates peace, it creates ease, it creates trust, it creates flow, it creates surrender in life. I used to have so much anxiety around so many different things because there was a disconnect. I wasn't making choices that genuinely reflected these things. I wasn't asking myself these questions. Hey, love, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. If you're new, welcome. If you're a returning listener, I appreciate you. So glad you're back, my friend. Today, I am going to be sharing with you a ton of journal prompts. And I say a ton because I have probably about 5 listed, but I'm sure that I'm going to share with you a bunch of extra ones because I know myself and I'm just going to riff. I love creating journal prompts and sharing them with you. It's a huge part of every coaching program that I create is journaling, reflection. And so I already know that I'm just going to create a bunch of extra ones for you. So 5-ish journal prompts around what to do if you are in a season where you are noticing there's so many shoulds. If your mind is just telling you all the time, this is what you should do, or maybe you even have people around you who are saying, this is what you should do. This should be your next step. If that is you, this episode is for you. And I hope you find it so supportive. So in the season of my life that I'm in right now, there is a lot of empty space. It's like a blank canvas, and I'm getting to decide what I want to create, which is so amazing and exciting. I've shared this with the women who are in the mastermind that I'm in, where it's so exciting and also can be kind of terrifying and overwhelming when you are genuinely in charge of what do I want to create in my life. And so there are a lot of shoulds that I'm feeling from society and culture in general, right? Around what a woman in her early 30s should be focusing her life on, what she should be creating, building, spending money on, spending time on, things like that. And then, of course, just opinions in general about what I should be doing and could be doing. And what I have been doing, I'm going to share with you some journaling prompts that have been really supportive, that are core practices that I use for myself, that I'm using right now, and that also in other seasons, like right after grad school, when I had all of these options of different jobs that I could take, what was supportive in what is my next step? What is my next step? What do I genuinely want to be doing? And why this is so important to break free from these shoulds? Because if I allowed myself right now, and I have moments of it, but I break free of it pretty quickly because I can catch it so quickly now. I didn't used to catch it this quickly when I was in my early 20s. I did not catch it, and I think a lot of my choices were rooted in a lot of shoulds and expectations from other people, things like that. But now I catch it much more quickly. What happens when we are led by shoulds? When you are led by either cultural expectations or even what other people are telling you you should do, a couple of things that I have experienced when I follow the shoulds is that we end up being really resentful. We end up not feeling genuinely fulfilled in what we're doing because deep down, you know what is right for you. Deep down, you know what you want your next step to be, what you want that next thing to be. And maybe you're not 100% sure on the one thing, but you have it narrowed down. Like if we were able to really tune in to that inner knowing that you have deep down, you genuinely know. And when we are instead listening to the shoulds of even loving people around us, when you are listening to the shoulds of culture, of society, of other people, you can end up in a place where you end up looking around your life and you're like, what the hell is this? How did I get here? Maybe there's anxiety. Maybe there's overwhelm. Maybe there's discontentment in your life, in your relationships, in your work. Because instead of listening to your inner compass, you were listening to the shoulds. And I think all of us have been there at one point or another. All of us. Because there's so many expectations and there can be so much pressure around what choices we should make, everything. There are so many expectations. So pull out your journal or open up your notes app, and I want you to just jot down the ones that stand out to you, the journaling prompts that stand out to you. And I really hope this is so supportive, because this genuinely is so important for you to be able to move past all of the stuff on the surface, to be able to go deeper than the shoulds, deeper than the doubt, deeper than the fear, for you to be able to like push all of those things to the side. All of that chatter, the doubt, the fear, the worry, the shoulds, other people's opinions, all those fake timelines that have been created that we think our life is supposed to match up with. If we pushed all of those to the side and were able to genuinely tune in to your heart, tune in to your inner knowing, your inner guidance, your inner wisdom, you know what is right for you. And the more that you can do that, the more that you are tuning in to your inner knowing, your inner wisdom, your inner guidance, the more that you are doing that, the more you are going to be able to take genuinely aligned action that really reflects who you want to be, what you want to create with this one precious life that you have, the vision of your life that you want to create. That's how we create a life that is so fulfilling and authentic and aligned for you, is moment by moment, continuing to check in with yourself and asking, what is so genuine for me right now? One step at a time, one choice at a time. So the number one step, it's not a journal prompt yet, okay? We'll get to the journal prompts, I promise. But first step is to notice when your mind is doing this. Noticing when your mind is shoulding. I love to use this metaphor with clients. I love to picture that all of our minds have a couple different roller coasters that they like to take us on. And so for me, I have a worst case scenario roller coaster. My mind loves to take me on that one. I have a should roller coaster for sure. Like, it's these negative, unhelpful thinking patterns that my mind just has a habit of using from when I grew up. And it is so wildly powerful for you to be aware of the negative thinking patterns that your mind has and to be able to catch them when they're happening. So for you to be able to notice when your mind is taking you on that should roller coaster, noticing when it is happening. You alone noticing that it is happening helps you detach from it. You alone just noticing, oh my gosh, my mind is shoulding right now. My mind is in should mode. My mind is doing a lot of shoulds right now. You just doing that alone helps you detach from it. So instead of being in the weeds of the shoulds, right? Instead of you being in it, that is you taking a step back and you are now observing the shoulds. You are now seeing, oh, my mind is doing this thing right now. And for me, that's what it sounds like. It's like, oh, okay. So my mind is telling me that I should be doing this. My mind is telling me that I should be doing that. Just very observant. I almost said observatory. Very observant. Noticing when your mind is doing the shoulds, noticing it. Okay, step number two in this moment, take a few slow breaths. Put your hand on your heart, put your hands on your heart, and take a few slow breaths. Oh my gosh, do you hear Harper? She's literally snoring right now. Oh my gosh. Take a few slow breaths, place your hands on your heart. What we're doing here is we're now moving out of this fight-flight mode, fight-flight energy, trying to regulate the nervous system a little bit. Because something that also happens for me when I'm in the should mode is it sends me into this fight-flight mode where it feels like I need to be running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Like, I need to find the perfect solution now. I need to make the perfect choice now, right? Everything feels so urgent and it is so dysregulated. And so when you are able to, number one, notice when your mind is shutting, okay? Noticing it's happening. Number two, place your hands on your heart. Take a couple of slow breaths. My friend, if you just started doing those two things, game changer right there. Game changer right there. Notice when it's happening. Put your hands on your heart. Take a few slow breaths. That alone, huge. Okay? Huge. Now we're moving into the journal prompts. Journal prompt number one. And what I originally envisioned was this being step three, is to journal for a couple minutes. This is step three. So number one, noticing when your mind is shutting. Number two, take a few slow breaths, place your hands on your heart. And then number three is pull out your journal, reflect on one of these questions. So the first journal prompt, and just take what feels good. Maybe you only love one of these journal prompts. Amazing. Take it. You don't need to write down all of them. That's okay. So the first one, this is one of my favorite ones. If I'm being so honest with myself right now, what feels really true for me? And I love this caveat here. If I am being so honest with myself right now, what feels really true for me? So in a moment of, I should do this, I should do that, right? This is what my next move should look like. This is the job I should be looking for. This is what I should do in my relationship. This is what I should do related to my health. The should, right? Noticing when it's happening, taking a couple of breaths, and then asking yourself, if I was being so radically honest with myself right now, what feels so true to me? We're releasing the should. We're pushing the should off to the side and tuning in now to you, your inner knowing, your inner wisdom. And I love this caveat, if I'm being so honest with myself. And that's something that I love. I love when I ask a client. I love when I ask a client a question. And I can tell that they're kind of trying to like weigh out what's like the right answer, right? Or what they feel like they should say. What they feel like they should say. And I'm like, okay, I can see this happening. Let's just be so honest here. You don't have to tell this to anyone else. You don't even have to do anything with this. You literally don't have to take action on it. You don't have to act like this thought ever existed. You don't have to tell anyone else about it. Here in the privacy of just you and me sitting here being so honest with yourself right now, what feels true for you? That is one of my absolute favorite things to say because it gives the most permission to, can we just be so honest right now? Not what you feel like you should do, not what everyone wants you to do, not the nice thing to do, not what the good girl, not what the people pleaser would do. What feels so true for you right here, right now, related to this situation? If I'm being so honest with myself, and that self-honesty will change your life. There are things that I used to not be honest with myself about, and I have had to get so honest with myself about, and it's so fucking hard, and it's also so rewarding. There is a peace that comes with being so honest with yourself, but it is so difficult. And I see you, I'm with you, it is so difficult, but in the end, not always in the moment does it feel good, but like once you have moved through that, once you have taken the honest action, there's a lot of peace that comes in that. When you are genuinely living in a way that's just so honest with who you are, what you're needing, what feels true for you, what you're wanting in life, powerful, not easy. I'm with you. I know it is so difficult. Okay, journaling prompt number two. The most authentic, healthy choice I could make in this moment would be the most authentic, healthy choice I could make in this moment would be sitting with that. Authentic and healthy choice. What feels true for you? What feels the healthiest for you in this moment? Number three. My top three priorities in life right now are, or my top three core values right now are, and the choice or the decision that most reflects those are. So what we're doing here, my top three core values or priorities right now are, you're listing out, you are tuning back into, what are my genuine priorities right now? Because those shoulds, they pull us into what other people may be thinking, expectations, they pull us out of that inner knowing. And what we're doing here is we're tuning back in to what are your genuine priorities right now? What are your core values in life right now? What do you want to create most? What do you want to experience most in your life right now? What are those priorities? And what is the choice that most reflects those? What is the decision, the move, the action that would really most reflect those priorities? And the power here in this is that we are not tuning into what does everyone else think about this. This is you tuning into what are your priorities. What do you want to create, embody, grow, cultivate in yourself, in your relationships, in your life? And what decision would most reflect that? And that is a core piece of all of the work that I do, getting so clear on what do you want to create and grow and cultivate right now, right? Who are you feeling led to become, to step into, to grow into, to expand into? And what are the actions that are going to move you in that direction? What are the actions that are going to move you in that direction? And if that is something that you want some support with, my friend, I have two open spaces for my new individual mentoring program that is called Becoming. And it is all around creating a clear vision of where you are headed and confidently moving towards that next season of your life, confidently moving into that next season, having a game plan, having that support, having the clear vision of what your goals are, the habits that you're building, what you're focusing on. If you need that support, head down below. Link is down there to learn more about my one-on-one coaching program, Becoming. Okay, last journal prompt. Last journal prompt here. My highest self, my best self would. What would your highest self do in this situation? The most expanded, healed, healthy version of you. What would she do in this moment? What would she do about this situation? What would your best self do? And choose what, you know, some people vibe with one word or the other. Some people love highest self. Some people love best self. Whichever one feels good for you. What would your highest or your best self do in this moment? What would she encourage you to do? So what we're really doing here, my friend, noticing when your mind is shoulding, when it's going into this unhelpful thinking pattern, okay? Number two, placing your hands on your heart, taking a couple of slow breaths, we're regulating the nervous system a little bit, and then asking these questions that are really tuning in to your most authentic, healthy, whole self. What would that version of you do right now? And if we continue to ask ourselves that question, moment by moment, day by day, that is how we create a beautiful life that is so authentic to you. By coming back to those questions. Every moment, one day at a time, taking those steps, that is how we create a life that is so authentic. And I will say one last nugget before we wrap up here, one last nugget. Is that for me, over the last couple years, mostly the last year, is I am asking myself, I do not want to regret my choices. I used to have this really, really big fear around regret, making the wrong decision. I'm going to regret what I choose. And this process right here is a huge part of where I have landed on that to avoid regret. if I am tuning in to myself, if I am slowing down my breathing, regulating my nervous system, getting out of that fight flight energy, tuning into myself, I bring some prayer in here. I bring some, you know, some spirituality, some faith into here for sure as well. But if I am tuning in and I am asking God and I'm really tuning into my own inner wisdom as well for what is the most genuine choice that I can make here? What are my genuine priorities about who I want to be, how I want to live my life, what type of woman I want to be? If I name those and ask myself, what decision here would most reflect those values? What decision here would most reflect that woman that I want to be and show up as in my life? If I am doing that, that's the best I can do. I can't guarantee that I'm not going to make a mistake. I'm going to make mistakes. I do make mistakes. I have made mistakes. But if I am genuinely asking myself and getting so real and asking those questions in these moments where I'm having to make difficult decisions, that's the best I can do. And I'm giving myself full permission for that. That's the best you can do. Right? Get honest with myself, regulate my nervous system, tune into my body, ask God for some wisdom and some guidance. Maybe I'm bringing in some wise counsel and I'm really asking, who do I want to be? What are my priorities right now? How do I want to show up? What type of woman do I want to be? And what choice would really reflect that? That's the best I can do in this moment. And I've given myself full permission that that's enough. If I'm doing those things and making a choice from that space, that is the best I can do, and that is enough. And trust in that, that if I make a decision from that space, I'm going to move forward with that, and trust that either God's going to pivot me if I need to, or it's going to be amazing, right? Like, I will be guided in another direction. I will be swerved, you know, if I need to swerve, or I'm going to be on the right path, and that's okay, and that's beautiful. So giving yourself that full permission, I deeply believe that this is one of the most genuine ways that we can make decisions that are really going to be true to you, that are going to feel so authentic. And the beauty in that is the more we make these choices, it creates peace. It creates peace. It creates ease. It creates trust. It creates flow. It creates surrender in life. I used to have so much anxiety around so many different things because there was a disconnect. I wasn't making choices that genuinely reflected these things. I wasn't asking myself these questions. I wasn't tuning in to my inner voice and then making choices based on that. I wasn't doing that. And that creates tension, dis-ease, anxiety, like, it creates this disconnect, and our body feels that. We feel that. And so when you are able to tune into you, tune into your inner wisdom, and then move on that, make choices based on that, it creates peace and trust. And it's so incredible. So take a moment here, and I want you to notice what is one thing that's sticking out to you. One thing that's sticking out to you. One little nugget. I remember in an audiobook that I listened to called, by Dr. Shauna Shapiro, Good Morning, I Love You. In the end of every chapter, she would say, what is one nugget that you're going to remember? Because she mentioned that we need to just kind of solidify. What's the one thing that we're going to take with us after we've absorbed so much beautiful content? So what is one thing you want to stick with? What's one thing that's standing out to you? And if you have a friend who would love this episode, my friend, please, please, please share this. Click that little share button. Send it to a friend. It would mean so much to me. It would mean so much to me. That's how we get more people listening to these messages. That's how we get more people listening to these messages and just rippling out healing, well-being, confidence, authenticity. We need more of this in the world, and that's That's personally how I'm trying to create more of that, is by creating these podcast episodes. And if you could share it with a friend, it would mean so much. I appreciate you. I'm so glad you're here. And if you have any thoughts from this episode that you would love to share with me, head over to Instagram. I would genuinely love to hear from you. If you're like, yes, this was fire, I loved this, I don't know about that, like, I would love to hear from you. Love to hear from you to know what stood out, what spoke to you, if this felt supportive. I just love hearing from you. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, my friend, and I'll talk to you so soon. Hey, love, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And a quick reminder for you, this show is for educational purposes only. Information from this show is not a substitute for mental health or medical treatment. Friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please share this with a friend who you know would enjoy this, or feel free to head over to Instagram and send me a message letting me know what is standing out to you or that you loved today's episode. I so appreciate you. I'm glad that you're here. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.